This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Corey, you made a recent trip to China, and I know you looked into the whole situation of the African swine fever there. And what does that have to do with the dairy industry? Why is Hordes Dairyman editor there in China?
Lee, we launched Hordes Dairyman China last year, and my trip this time coincided with the Dairy Expo of China, and they had 65,000 attendees and 500 commercial exhibitors. It looked a lot like World Dairy Expo minus the cow show, but one of the buzzes in dairy markets there was the African swine fever. China is home to 441 million hogs, or at least it was last year. That was almost half the world's total. And now the People's Republic of China would say they probably culled 20 to 25%, but a lot of people on the ground say that number is maybe closer to 60%. How does that tie to dairy markets? After making cheese, you have whey, and it's got a great amino acids and proteins in it, and it is a great hog feed. And U.S. dairy exports of whey to China have free fallen 49%, and it's really not related to the tariff situation. It's related to half the pigs are gone.
Corey Geiger, managing editor for Hordes Dairyman magazine.
Tuesday.
The common problem is that American farms are still one of the most dangerous work sites in the country. If you work on a farm, you're 7 to 8 times more likely to die on the job than most other jobs. And we have a lot of knowledge out there on how to prevent these injuries and fatalities from happening. The trouble is we have to implement them somehow, some way. So what I would say is that farms that want to be involved, get connected with your fire department and motivate them to either take our training or just get familiar with your farm. I think that a farmer going to the fire department and creating a pre-plan, looking around at what might cause a fire or a medical incident on your farm with the folks that are going to be responding to it, that's a step in the right direction.
With Casper Bendixson from the National Farm Medicine Center.
Wednesday.
On the whole, almost every producer that I've met with really cares about their animals, and they want to do the right thing for their cows. And I think part of the beauty of the dairy industry is that at this point, we're not very vertically integrated. There still are a lot of independent farms, and that there are a lot of different paths to success. So when we talk about best practices, there isn't always one right thing to do. Every operation can look a little bit different, and what we really care about oftentimes is the outcomes from the animal's perspective. And I think that's part of what's so wonderful about dairy production is that producers really care and they can find their own different paths to success.
Dr. Jennifer Van Oz, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, also UW Extension Animal Welfare Specialist, here on our Dairy Radio Wellness Wednesday.
Thursday.
Tom Vilsack, President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, joins us where this week, Tom, you testified before the Senate Finance Committee urging Congress to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the USMCA. What were you trying to get through to lawmakers with your testimony this week?
Important for them to understand the importance of exports generally to the food and agriculture industry. Nearly 20% of farm income is directly related to exports. 28% of all exports go to Canada and Mexico from the U.S., and so it's incredibly important that this agreement be ratified at some point in time in the near future. Why? Because it will increase sales opportunities in a number of different commodities. It's estimated to add another $2 to $2.5 billion of additional revenue, if you will, in terms of sales. And for dairy, it would be a particular benefit. Preserves the market in Mexico, which is our number one market, as a zero tariff market, and also opens up new opportunities in Canada and gets rid of Class 7, which has been distorting the powder market. So a lot of benefits to dairy specifically.
So this is something for Congress to contemplate for the upcoming summer recess.
Right. August recess is an opportunity, I think, frankly, for all of us to get engaged in visiting with our members of Congress and our senators to encourage them to quickly ratify USMCA when they return in September.
That's Tom Vilsack, President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, also served as the Secretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture from 2009 to 2017.
Friday.
We are in the middle of the dog days of summer, and heat stress a major concern on dairy operations.
If you have a chance, turn those calf hutches to face the east rather than the southwest, because that means you will have less sunlight, direct sunlight going into that. Another area to look at is water availability. No question about that. We know you limit water intake, it limits starter intake, which is important. Exhaling and panting as far as that goes, we need extra water there. And if case calf has scouring, then dehydration becomes a real problem as well.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Dairy Rewind.